Hi everyone, this is Jody. I had the privilege of driving a work car today, and it had a TomTom in it, navigational system. I personally have a Navman, and I love my Navman. It's 12 months old, but the TomTom had a few extras in it. Even though the screen is not as good, the three-dimensional is very clunky, and the overall size is not as good as the Navman that I have. Don't ask why I don't use the one on my phone. I don't like it. That's the basic answer. But anyway, the little TomTom, because it's 12 months younger than mine, actually had a few extra features which I thought were pretty good, and I'm sure Navman will go down that track, but I really don't want to keep upgrading the unit. I'm one of those people that'll have it for probably the next 5 years. And it'll be so obsolete that you won't be able to buy them at that point when I go to replace it. Anyway, the point of this boo was to talk about brands and how you can become quite accustomed to particular brands. I myself was for many years a Nokia fan until I found Samsung Galaxy S. I never wanted to be an iPhone person. I didn't want to be the same as everyone else. Everybody seems to have iPhones or a BlackBerry. And I just waited patiently because I knew something else would come out. And I must say, Samsung's pretty good. So well done. Well done, Samsung. And anyway, I'm not raving about Samsung. I'm thinking about all the other brands that I use, and I'm quite loyal with certain brands. Whereas some people are brand switchers, which is a little bit of a marketing term for those that aren't into marketing. And it's like cars. Thank you for the car horn in the background. Cars, people can be so particular here in Australia with the type of car, the brand of car that they use. And for many, many, many years, you were either a Ford person or a Holden person. And many a war has been started, a neighbourhood war, over if you're a Holden or a Ford. Even to the V8s, the racing, the V8s, you're either a Holden or a Ford supporter, and there's no in-between. You can't be both. It's right up there with football teams. But branding's quite unusual. We become so loyal with some brands that it's difficult to change, or we're fearful of change because we won't get the same perhaps benefits or the same experience as we do with our current brand. So is there a brand that you prefer over another? And if so, how passionate are you about it? Are you willing to change? Change is hard for some people, and especially when it comes to brands. I believe two of the top brands that people have difficulty changing are baby food and pet food. So that's interesting as well. Anyway, let me know what brands you're loyal to, why you're loyal to it, and have you ever switched? Looking forward to reading your comments.